Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world? Did you have a nice Memorial Day weekend? Hopefully you did. Hopefully you celebrated, and hopefully you remembered all the sacrifices that everybody made so we can still be around. Anyhow, welcome to my world, and maybe you're welcome to it or not. I don't know. But we'll have a little bit of fun tonight. I've got a little bit different format here a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But you know what we always have to do? I've got to do a disclaimer before we do the show. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Breathe. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends about the show. Every Wednesday night, live right here on the Trim Radio Network. And welcome to the Trim Radio Network, because I'll tell you what, we like to have a little bit of fun on Wednesday nights. You know, Sunday nights, I always talk about finance and different ways of saving money and so forth. And we kind of discuss things a little bit on Wednesday nights, and then we have some fun. And that's what we'll do tonight. Hey, did you bring your snacks and your favorite beverage? Are you settled down and comfy in the chair? You know, is your dog or cat on your lap? You know, as you're eating the snacks, are they begging you for more food? That happens. You know, I was at a friend's house the other night, and I'm sitting there and I'm drinking something, and I had some snacks. A cat jumped up next to me, and she looked at me like, I wonder what you're eating. And then the paw came up and hit my hand and said, I want to try what you're having. Well, that cat couldn't have it because it's got an indigestion problem and I didn't want to have to clean up the mess. But you know, they're almost like people. They really are, whether it's cats or dogs. And you know, when you have a cookout and it's Memorial Day, oh, what are the pets doing? Oh, they're smelling the food and they're getting hungry too. And somebody was doing a kind of an economic type thing. They were saying, well, how is inflation with food on Memorial Day? And they figured about $110 for 10 people. And I'm thinking, how could it be that way? Unless they're talking meat and, you know, like maybe hamburgers and hot dogs and maybe chicken on the grill for 10 people. Could be. But we like to have fun, don't we? And that's part of the name of the game when you have a cookout and you want to have a good one. And you can see all kinds of ways people are making food. And I told people Sunday, just make sure you keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. And nobody gets sick. It's when somebody slips up and their cold food becomes warm. That's not good. Well, anyhow, guys, hopefully you had a good Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. I had to travel to do a celebration about 12 miles away. And then get back in my town to observe Memorial Day. It keeps me on the move. And then you wonder what you're going to do. Where are you going to go? What are you going to eat? All that kind of stuff. And sometimes you make a pig of yourself. You know, you overeat and overeat on Monday, and then Tuesday it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. I ate all that stuff. Well, I didn't. I watched it. I had to behave myself. So hopefully you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Okay, at least a good 3-day weekend. Wow, we've got shout outs. And I'll tell you what, you know, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. I mean, we've been doing the show for quite a while, and we have fun doing it. And, you know, we don't really get serious on Wednesdays. I mean, why get serious? Well, we kind of do, but yeah, you know what I mean. You got to kick back a little bit and have a little bit of fun. Well, you know, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And I'll tell you what, oh, there's just so much to talk about. We've got a different format. If you checked our website lately, you might see something that will look a little bit, maybe if I have it on there right. Well, almost. Here it is. Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth. TrimRadio.com. But then you look at the bottom part and it's different. Please bear with us while we update the site to the latest and greatest Trim Radio Network. A network of we create? Oh, yes, we do. We have a lot of different things we do. And Wednesday, 8 p.m., My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And Friday, 8 p.m., we have the Positude Podcast. And Saturday at 9 p.m., the Red Pill Reality Show. And 7 p.m. on Sunday is Money and Change. Well, this is a video part of Money and Change. It's the entire show. You just click on it, you can watch Money and Change and watch the videos and everything. That's one of the new features. So you can check that out. But you know what? I go to talk about trimradio.com. I like to talk about, well, shop, you know, because if you don't shop and buy the merchandise, radio airtime and TV airtime, it's expensive. And so we're redoing a few things and changing things around. So the Trim Radio Network, you know, you go ahead and click on that. And here you see the different shows that we've got. Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. Now that's on Spotify. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. YouTube and Spotify, Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas, Rumble, YouTube and Spotify, Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m., Rumble, YouTube and Spotify, Offsides, Top 25 Football. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever live every Wednesday. We've got the Positude Podcast. We've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show every Saturday night. Check that show out because he has a lot of guests. He has fun. I've been on that show a couple of times and it's fun. It's fun and very interesting. So you want to check that out. And like I always kid Rascala, I said, you know, hey, you always say you have your choice. Take the red pill or the blue pill. Which are you going to do? I went the green pill. I keep kidding that one of these days he's going to slip me a pill. It's going to be a kidney tracer. And if you ever know what those surprises can do, okay, we won't go there. But anyhow, Rascala's show, check it out. Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast, check her out. If you have a social club, a business, sorority, fraternity, you name it, check her out. I mean, she's got really, really, really good ideas on marketing, and she's got a lot of good suggestions. So you want to check her out. So those are the shows that we have. And if you go ahead and you take a look up at the top, oh, it disappeared. Well, that's the network. Okay, so if you click on that, and we've done the shows. You can listen live stream or past episodes just by clicking. You can also partner with us. You can host your own show. You can advertise with Trim. And that's a good deal. If I can do a show, you can do a show. It's very easy. We use StreamYard. And we have fun doing it. It's easy to do. You can support the show. You can donate now. You can shop the merchandise. Or you can set up your own account and everything else. The different shows that we've got, we've already talked about them, and hopefully we'll be adding some more shows as we go. But you can support the show by shopping the merchandise. And so if you click on the shop, you can advertise. You can buy the Life Walk with Christ God on-air hooded sweatshirt. or the ceramic ornament hanging on your Christmas tree. Life Walk with Christ God color morphing mug. And we've got a collector's item, Make the Right Vote in 2024. That's a collector's item. You need to get that. We've got the Money and Change morphing mug. No, it isn't morphing. It's just a ceramic mug. We have to get a morphing mug for that, you know, where we have that logo on it, and then you put something hot in there or you put something cold in there. Next thing you know, maybe a $10,000 bill shows up. Well, maybe we can get Michael Bayhouse's picture on the $10,000 bill. I don't know. We'll find out one way or the other. We've got the color morphing mug for the Trim Radio Network, and we've got the sweatshirts. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show black mug. We've got hoodies. Oh, we've got like three pages of goodies besides hoodies. And we cut the bull women's ideal racer back tank. Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff. What's on page two? I'm not sure what they put on page two. Oh, here we go. Take It All 15, Take Point 22, red and blue color morphing mug. And my favorite is the Trim Radio Network 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. I love it. Keeps hot things hot, cold things cold. Hey, if you're going to the gym, why not get one of our bags? Not only helps us advertise, but you can store a lot of stuff in there, okay? A lot of things. Mouse pads. Everybody has to have a mouse pad, right? How about a clock? How about a t-shirt? How about a button? How about a key fob? They're all there. You can check them out. Trim Radio Network. It helps us pay for the airtime. We don't get paid for doing the shows. So what we get from the funds that come off the sales of the trinkets, gadgets, wall clocks, whatever, that all goes into supporting the show. So, you know, help us out. You know, buy the merch, as Mike says. Anyhow, what else is going on? We've got a Facebook page. And a lot of people say, well, what's the Facebook page like? Well, here it is. And we have our gang. If you want to join us, all you do is send us an invite, and we'll put you in with the group, okay? It's a private group, but if you send us an email, say, hey, I want to join, fine, we'll get you on there, and you can join our group. And what else is going on? Oh, yes. I usually post things, and we talk about different things. I'll post them up here. And you can join us every Wednesday on air, and we are live. So a lot of different things. We talked about the University of Findlay and different people. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a little bit about online education at the University of Findlay. And since we're talking about that, like I always say, the University of Findlay, okay, your Euler journey begins here. And that's the old main classroom building and bell tower. And I'll tell you what, I spent a lot of time in that building with my different classes, among other buildings on campus. It's even a lot bigger than when I went there. So it's a good school. It really is. And you've heard of probably of Hillsdale College, if you haven't. Rush Limbaugh used to talk about Hillsdale College all the time. He really liked that school up in Michigan. Well, I'll tell you what, the University of Findlay and Hillsdale College are kind of in the same mold. It's a nice school. They're both nice schools. I've been to both campuses, and I really like it. Either one is nice. But the University of Findlay is kind of a special place to me. They put up with me and let me graduate. And I'll tell you what, I had very good experience there. Excellent professors, excellent staff, and good facilities. And that was back then. So, you know, check them out. They've got a lot of different things. You know, they've got, for example, Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges with Money Magazine, 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report, best colleges in America in 2024, Money Magazine. You better believe it. It's a good school. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be promoting it. Instead, I'd be promoting, I don't know, I think I went to 6 different schools, and out of everything that I went to for graduate and undergraduate, I would say Xavier University and the University of Family are 2 top institutions. Very good schools. But at the University of Family, they have 85 majors. I think now it's mostly close to 100 different majors. For undergraduate, graduate school, they have 11 master's degree, 5 doctorate degrees. You can do online learning. And that's one thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about, was the online learning program. And here it is, our programs at the University of Findlay, 100% online options. Not a lot of schools do that. Some say you have to come to campus, the main campus, for at least 1 or 2 classes, or maybe 3 or 4, who knows. But here it's 100% online options. Bachelor program, Bachelor of Science in Business Management. They have an excellent business management program. Master's programs in Education, Professional Communication, Master of Business Administration, Master of Environmental Safety and Health Management. That's the HAZMAT campus. Master of Science in Applied Security Analytics. Oh, that's a new one. Wow. Doctorate or Postgraduate Studies, Doctor of Education, Doctor of Education in School Psychology, or Doctor of Pharmacy. Wow, normally that would be in the lab a lot for pharmacy. Physical therapy is another PhD program, but they don't have that online. You have to go through a lot of different classes for that. But check them out, the University of Findlay. It's a good school. If it wasn't, I wouldn't tell you about it. And they don't pay me to tell anybody anything. Dr. Kathy Fell has done a fantastic job there, along with all the professors and staff. It's a good, good, good school. You'll like it. Hey, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. I can't say enough about Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Both Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Excellent job. I've shown plenty of pictures of some of Phil's work, and it doesn't leave the shop until it's absolutely perfect and you agree with the design. You have a lot of say in how that pen is to be built, okay? You can have presentation pens, and you could do that for any of your clubs or colleges, universities, high school, whatever. You know, maybe your foundation wants to give awards, you know, monetary awards, but they also want to give a pen. So if your foundation wants to do that for everybody that is an awardee, contact Phil. Prices are reasonable. The work is fantastic. Check it out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pen and Blanks. Wow. What else is, oh yeah, hey, storm season. You know, we've had some tornadoes. I just talked to somebody yesterday. They had to go out to St. Louis because their daughter was in a tornado. I guess it was out around Washington University in St. Louis, or some people say St. Louis, but it's St. Louis. And they had changed locations. Nobody was hurt, but still, tornadoes are tornadoes. I've been through 3 of them, and the closest I've been is 300 feet. I don't want to get any closer, trust me. But when the cell phone towers go down, telephones don't work, the power's out, you need to communicate to your family members, hey, right here. Right here. I better hit the button here because you're not going to see it. It's actually, well, what am I doing? You think I could hit the right button? Oh my God. I just lost it. You can tell it's after a holiday. GMRS radios, you've heard me talk about the Ocean 935G Plus, and there are other different numbers. They make a lot of good radios. They're not the bubble wrap jobs you get at Costco or Wally World or other places. This one cost about, if I remember right, $200 and some. But I can talk 35 miles because it's got that fantastic Nagoya 771G antenna. Oh, yeah, it's a good deal. I can talk to 35 miles away and to hit a repeater and then 90 miles beyond that, and that's pretty good. Anybody in your family can use your license. $35 gets you a license for 10 years, and you can renew that license. Just behave by the rules. That's all you have to do. No tests. It's not like a ham radio that you have to have a test. Okay. So check it out. GMRS radios. And David Gilmore got me started on that. And I've got a collection of GMRS radios. Matter of fact, I want to get one put in my car. That's a 50 watt unit. And I want to be able to get that going. What else is going on here? Big shout out. Big Family Homestead out in Wisconsin. It's planting season now out there. They got through with the snow and the mud. Deep South Homestead with Danny Wanda King. It's getting hot down there in Wiggins, Mississippi. So they got to watch out for that. Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler. I just watched a video that he had on the economy, and I'll be posting that on Money and Change. That'll be coming up. Also, Prepper Princess, Amber Stork. She's been talking about getting along with the little food because I guess out in California, they have all kinds of fruit trees and she knows right where to find them, whether on her property or somebody else, but she gets permission first. Okay. And then we have the Max with Colby and he does probably, I think up to maybe three publications on YouTube a week. You want to check him out. He's a pretty level-headed person. Wow, what else is going on? Well, let's go back to share the screen time. And we'll do that. So much for Philip Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Check him out. You'll love him. Okay, what's going on here? Oh, yeah. I was zooming around today, and I was looking at different things. How much do you guys pay for internet and phone and TV? Do you know it's getting expensive out there? And some people say, well, I get it streamed and it's like $35 a month. I have yet to find that. And the service that I have is like $300 a month. I want to get away from that as soon as I can. But I have to have good internet. I've got to have decent phone, but I don't need TV because I'm going to put up an antenna and save some money. I believe that would save me about $189 a year just by putting up an antenna because I don't need to get 500 channels. I mean, you don't have time to watch all 500 channels, do you? So how much do you pay? How are you getting good service for a low fee? Well, this came out today in Yahoo. It said more people are ditching Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile according to new data. And here's where they're going. Gee. John Velasco did the story. And it says, it's been a long time since I was on a cell phone plan from any of the big three wireless carriers, but it looks like more people are ditching them as well, at least according to the latest data report. And he says, I'm not surprised by this sudden shift either, especially when some of the best cheap cell phone plans from MVNOs and regional wireless carriers. Increasing prices. That's a big thing right now. You know, people are having problems with groceries. You know, I was in Wally World the other day, and people are just using their credit card, and they're getting probably $200 to $300 worth of groceries, putting it all on the card, and hopefully they're paying it off. Because if they're not, and they keep running up bills on food, that is not a good thing. Prepper Princess, or Amber Stork, basically shows you how to eat for less. And she tells you how to save money, live beneath your means. You got to check her out. That's on Money and Change. You can check her out there. Moffat Nathanson report shows that cable companies are tacking on new customers at an impressive rate, led by Charter Communications, Comcast, Altice USA, and they added 886,000 lines during the first 3 months of the year. Okay, that's fine, but how much are they paying or charging? How much are you paying? And Charter Communications alone added 514,000 lines in the first quarter of 2025. And meanwhile, rivals AT&T had 324,000, and Verizon had 289,000 customers. Comcast is a big concern. I watched a lot of those out of Florida when I was down there on vacation years ago. And I believe they called it Bright House, if I remember right. And it was Comcast. And it wasn't bad. Luckily, we didn't have to pay the bill. It was actually included in the rent for the condo. If you know any ways to save other than totally cutting cable altogether, you know, I have to have a landline. I also have to have a cell phone, because if the cell phone goes down, at least I have the landline to communicate. If both of them go down, I've got my GMRS radio, so I'm covered there. That's why I keep telling people about that GMRS radio. Comes in handy. Hey, it's a good hobby, too. I saw this today, too. Harvard fires star professor who fabricated data for dishonesty studies. So she faked the data, supposedly, for a research paper on dishonesty? And that's Harvard? You would think that they would be a little bit more above board, wouldn't you? We'll wait and see what comes out there. But anyhow, this lady by the last name of Gino, a star behavioral scientist at the Harvard Business School, whose work focused on why people cheat, was found to have manipulated observations in four studies so that their findings supported her hypothesis, according to a 1,300-page report detailing the university's month-long investigation. And of note, Harvard hasn't revoked a professor's tenure since the 1940s. When the American Association of University Professors formalized termination rules, and that goes back to where the Harvard Crimson reported it. And the committee concluded that Professor Gino has engaged in multiple instances of research misconduct across all four studies at issue in the allegations, according to the report. And Gino, a star academic who had authored over 140 academic papers and snagged numerous awards, came under fire last year after a trio of behavioral scientists published a series of explosive reports on their blog, Data Colada. I've heard of Pina Colada, but Data Colada? Well, anyhow. Seems like maybe some of her rivals didn't like what she said. Get even time? Get your comeuppance? I don't know. University professors, in order to keep tenure, it's called publish or perish. You have to at least publish a scholarly document or research paper probably every year that you're there until you become tenured. And then it's kind of like not as often. So, you know, people always wondered why I didn't teach college. It's because it's publish or perish time. You might have a job for 3 or 4 years and then you have to move on because you didn't reach tenure. Now pass. Even though I probably had as much education as a lot of associate professors, I'll put it that way. We don't need to go there. Hey, Trump's monetary reset. Is a gold-backed dollar on the horizon? I'll tell you what, the U.S. dollar's hardly worth anything. It's just paper. Nothing's really backing it. That's why the BRICS nations are gold and silver backed. I'll tell you what, I think we better go back to a gold-backed dollar, and hopefully we've got gold in Fort Knox, because if we don't, oh, I would be hunting down the politicians for responsible for messing that up. Yeah, we better get back to a gold-backed, or at least gold and silver-backed currency. Wow, what else is going on? Food inflation rises for fourth consecutive month. Listen to this one. Looks like food to me. Nobody's talking, they're just showing food and making me hungry. And I didn't have any snacks. $2.8 higher. Hopefully it gets cheaper. Oh my goodness. You know, people are buying out of farmers markets, and we have one in my location. I think it's every Thursday. I'll tell you what, it's getting expensive. Yeah, I'll tell you what, food prices are going up. I don't know about you, but yeah, the stuff's going up. And hopefully we can go to farmers markets and get it cheaper than you could at going to the grocery stores. Maybe cheaper and better. I don't know. You have to look into that. Hey, on the funny part of stuff, I want to tell you something. I was on Facebook, and I go through that every day, and some people are making some crazy claims, and some people are being very super political and not analytic. And then there's some funny stuff that comes up. And I saw something about Larry's Country Diner, and I thought, wow, I think I'll watch that. And so I clicked on it, and they have a little bit of music, and it's set up like a restaurant with people sitting at tables, and they have a band there. And Larry Black is the owner of the place, and that, you know, they have food and everything. It's an interesting show to watch. And I wondered where this show came from, and I wasn't sure. I thought it was from Tennessee, but I'm not so sure right now. Larry's show has been off the air for a while. I think it was over with in 2022. But this is kind of neat. And it says, step into the charming world of Larry's Country Diner, a television show that became a cherished retreat for the lovers of country music and good old-fashioned storytelling. Launched in 2009, this delightful show was the brainchild of veteran radio personality Larry Black, who took audiences on a unique journey through the heart of country culture. And the diner wasn't a brick-and-mortar establishment. Instead, it existed in a soundstage skillfully crafted mimic a down-home eatery. And yet, for the dedicated studio audience, it felt like stepping into a rural haven where the aroma of pie, or is it pie? Maybe it's pie, and coffee lingered in the air. And the show's distinctive nonstop filming style added a layer of authenticity, capturing the entire episode seamlessly. And the performances by guest artists ranging from bluegrass to country gospel and traditional country were the undeniable highlights. And these musicians not only graced the diner with their tunes, but also engaged in captivating and often humorous conversation with the cast. A long time ago, there used to be out of Cincinnati at WLW, they used to have Midwestern Hayride. And then later on in the late 70s, there was Hee Haw. And then it was in 2009, Larry's Country Diner. And I thought after reading that and seeing some of the shows, I thought, daggone it, let's just sit back and watch some of it because it's clean, it's funny, and boy, do they have some characters. And Larry is the deep-voiced owner, and he has a lady called Nadine. And I listened to some of the stuff that Nadine was talking about. I was laughing so hard. And what she says, I believe, is true. Well, close to being true, at least. Anyhow, that's Larry's Country Diner. So let's see what's going on here. Nadine has her first visit to the country diner. So you have to watch this one.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. It's Nadine.
Somebody came by to beautify this place.
Nadine, be nice.
You get her. I tell you what, I'm just wore out today. I got I try to do what they tell me, just take one day at a time, but sometimes just several days just tack me all at once, you know. What you got today, Renee?
Do whatever you want, baby. You know.
I guess I just need my usual. Well, I tell you what, you got anything sweet?
Yeah, we do.
Well, good, because that skinny woman's screaming in there, and I gotta knock her out with a couple of pies or something. Maybe some coffee. Yeah. Well, Bill Anderson,
Well, Nadine.
Lordy mercy, I cannot believe you're here. I just read your book for the fifth time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Are you a songwriter? I thought you was a hot. No, I'm kidding. I like that book. It was called I Hope You're Living As High on the Hog as the Pig You Become or something like that.
Yeah. Can you turn it out to me?
I got that from my husband, but he won't read it. Homer won't read it, but I sure did read it.
Why'd you read it 5 times? Did you have trouble understanding it the first four?
Honey, my memory is gone. The only thing I retain is water. Well, just some pine coffee, I think. All right. And Larry, sometime after I eat, I need to talk to you about that Lucille over to church. She's just
Why?
screwing up our bulletins like something crazy.
All right.
I can't talk about it now. I need to eat. But
well, what about Homer? Got anything going on with Homer?
Homer's busier than a one-legged man at a butt kicking time, Dad. I got him home cleaning house. Yeah, if I told him I wasn't cleaning no more. He just messes it up. I clean it, he messes it up. I told him, I ain't doing it no more. I said, people start coming to my house, I'm just going to pull out my get well cards, throw them around, put me a blanket on the couch, and shoot, halftime I can get 9 times out of 10, I can get a free meal out of that. I ain't cooking. I told him I ain't cooking no more either. Homer, I ain't cooking no more. I'm doing them microwave dinners, and Lord only knows how much sodium's in that thing. Deer's been following us around for 2 weeks.
I'm trying to lick the salt off of them.
We did.
Senior? Was it a senior?
It's a senior cruise. You ain't been on none. You're too young for a senior cruise.
You know,
this bar right here has probably been on several. I bet you Lou Ann's been on some. Lou Ann's too young, but I bet she took her on some. Yeah, we went on some. It was a cheap one. It was for our 60th wedding anniversary. Might have been 50. But anyway, the average age on that ship was deceased. I'm telling you, it wasn't a whole lot of fun. They had degrees of shuffleboard for them boys to play on it. And the favorite pastime of the whole thing was nodding off. I went in the casino. They got this little casino. I went in there. They did. And I went in there to pray for all the people.
You a godly woman.
Oh. I took my book in there. And I sat down there at the table, and I prayed for all them people, and I put my glass of water right there, and some idiot put his teeth in it. Made me sick. I just got sick. And Homer got some seasick. Lord, I told him, I said, I just went in there and told our waiter, why don't you just take his food and throw it overboard? Let's just eliminate that middleman. But no lie.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Oh, well, I need to tell Bill something.
We'll go right ahead,
Homer,
Bill.
My husband, Homer, he's trying to write some songs. Now, he's getting old, but he's working pretty hard on them. And I got one I'd like to run home and get and let you read it. The title of it is, If the Phone Don't Ring, You'll Know It's Me.
I like that.
Now, I'm going to bring like that it down.
It's got a ring to it.
It does. I like
it. It's one of the few.
That
you like.
It is. I don't like too many people. I don't see too many people in here I like. Ain't too many people in this town I like.
Ooh. That looks good.
Got any Hershey's chocolate? That's the bag. That's the bag. All right, Larry. I need to get down to business here.
Yeah, bulletin.
Let me get just some sugar in our system so I can. Oh. Well, first of all, I found the first one.
Yeah, these are mistakes in the bulletin.
We get out of church Sunday, and I got in the car, and
too much sugar for you?
Oh, not enough.
No.
And I saw this, you know, Lucille. She's getting old, but I think we're going. Y'all, you as member of the board need to replace her.
Well,
y'all need to do that. Now, I love her to death. I wouldn't sit here and talk about her, but she's got in here. She's got. Urban Benson and Jesse Carter will be married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days. Now, I know Urban's mama, and she ain't going to be happy. I don't think it's funny.
Well, it's not.
I think y'all going to have to do something about this because it happens every single Sunday.
That's just one.
Well, listen to this one. Now, this is a good one. A beam supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. So now you guarantee the music's going to follow.
Emphasis on tooting.
I mean, you know what? That's right. I got a friend I can bring. Well, there's Jared Black. I could call his wife in there because we sometimes have contests.
Yeah. I don't think I want to know about that. Yeah.
But anyway, let me take back this. Right. This is serious. The last one is here. She's got three, and it's almost like three every week.
Every week.
At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. Now, I took offense at that because I'm in the choir.
I figured that, Nadine.
And I, you know what? That girl could ruin a 2-car funeral. And I think y'all need to talk to Pastor Tom and do something about her. I do. I think Nadine. The wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead.
You eat your Sunday and we'll take that into under advisement.
Oh, golly. I'll tell you what. She can get funny sometimes. I mean, she can get funny. And I'll tell you. I mean, it's all simple, down home, no swearing type things. Maybe you can read between the lines. But I'll tell you what, it's good old country humor, and we need that. And Nadine fits the bill, and she's in all these different shows, and she cuts up with so much stuff that every time I see this gal, I laugh. And we need to laugh anymore because things are just way too serious out there. I mean, people just need to sit back and laugh a little bit. Because if you don't, lead a miserable life, right? Well, anyhow. Oh, she's done a lot. But I like that format on that show. They had a band there. They had, you know, the counter where they had their, you know, food. And the audience in the crowd, of course, had food there. You know, it's just simple stuff. But they're watching the show and they're taking part in it. So let's see what else we've got with Nadine. Because I'll tell you what, she's a character. She is. And you have to love her. And the bad thing of it is, or the good thing, you take a look at all of the churches that you might have attended, and there's one of them, there's a Nadine in that church, or maybe several. Just sit back and listen. Let's see what else we've got Nadine doing tonight. If I can get the thing to share. How about this one?
Don't you ever get tired of carrying that huge bottle around?
No, I don't.
Oh, because that's where you have your hidden pistol.
I do have one in there. Jesus told me I could carry it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. In fact, I'm getting me one of them vests from these guys. Get me a carrying vest.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need one.
How you doing, Fortune?
I'm doing real good now that I see you, Nadine.
You're looking good.
Me and my wife love you so much.
I tell you, I love you and your wife.
Don't you have a song about Nadine?
What's that?
Pretty Woman.
Oh, Orbison wrote it a long time ago.
That's our song.
That's right. Yeah, forgotten.
It's our Branson song.
That's right.
That's the only one that makes me dance besides Exile.
What, I want to kiss you all over?
Yeah. Well, Keith, I'm sorry, but my standards are pretty high. y'all just got that, didn't you? Oh, I tell you, it's something else getting old, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I make my list out and go to Walmart, leave it on the kitchen counter, and I go to Walmart. Trying to guess what was on the list,
right.
But it really keeps my mind active. I made a big giant to-do list yesterday, but I just got to figure out who's going to do it. Yep. My kids bought me a Fitbit. You know, that, one of those things you wear around your wrist, you know? And it tells you, you put your calories in it, and it tells you how far you walk, all that stuff. But I found out something, that if you eat cake fast enough, it thinks you're walking.
Oh.
I got my kids fooled yesterday. They said, I cannot believe you walked 2 miles. I mean, yep, sure did. Chocolate cake. Yep, I love it. I put on my calories in one time and it called the ambulance.
Oh, it?
Yeah, 911. I don't know. Just they showed up. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Haven't they been solving some crimes with people wearing Fitbits?
I don't know.
Luann, is it Fitbit that we watch a couple of those?
Oh, you know what? I heard something about that. They went back on this guy's Fitbit and it told him where he, something that he was doing, and he got caught by his Fitbit. I'm going to take mine off. But you know what? I just keep eating this stuff, gaining weight. But you know what? I consider me and you slender.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think we're going to be, well, skinny. I think we're skinny, but I think we should just call ourselves trend slender now.
Oh.
And there'll be four letters in my email box by 5 o'clock.
That's right.
Well, y'all enjoy those 40s, 50s, because in your 60s, that check engine light comes on.
Frequently.
Stays on. Yep. My age of just pulling an all-nighter means I didn't have to get up and go to the bathroom. I tell you what, though, most of my days are just spent putting stuff in piles now. What is that? I guess I learned it from Emmy Jo. I don't know. But
yeah.
I just put stuff in piles, and now I'm trying to figure out which pile I put it in.
And move it from one place to the other.
Yeah, you know what that's like.
Oh, I know exactly what that's like.
And when people say, you know, if somebody walked in here and said, run for your lives, you know, I say, y'all just go on. I'm going to go meet Jesus. I don't care anymore. Well, I do care.
Well, don't be.
But I know where I'm going. So I
that's right.
Care. All right, I'm going to put sign up so Jimmy can sing.
And it'll sing what?
It's going to say, there's not enough room in your mind for worry and faith. You got to decide who's going to live there.
Oh, worry or faith.
Worry or faith.
Oh, wow. I think that was one of her serious moments. What else is Nadine doing? Let's see. All I have to do is find the right switch, right? Let's see if we can do that. I like Nadine. She makes some sense a little. I like Larry a lot. Well, let's see what we can do with Nadine. You ready? Here we go.
You know how long a jiffy is?
Like that.
It's 1/100th of a second.
That's a jiffy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that by definition?
That's by definition. A jiffy equals 1/100th of a second.
I wonder what a quickie is. Wow.
Didn't know that.
There you know.
See all the stuff you find out when you come to the diner. Oh, Lord. Speaking of learning.
Uh-oh. We're going to learn something now.
All right. Here she comes. Get on over here.
Hey, y'all. Here tonight.
Yeah, you're going to be dancing later.
I know. My preacher just scares him to death when that exile shows up. He's scared some of our members are going to see me.
And always your glory.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go for it.
I'm geared up. I've had 4 cups of coffee. By the way, can I just say something real quick?
No.
Troy, I'm going to say it anyway. Troy and Sonia are out here in the audience. Where's Troy and Sonia?
Over there, right there.
There they are, right there.
Troy and Sonny.
Yeah, Troy is Linda Davis's brother. She don't claim him very much, but I just thought I'd speak it out loud.
Sir, we are so sorry for you. Linda Davis's brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they love the diner. And they came all the way from Texas just to be here.
You're not staying with Linda, are you? Good. I love it. We love her, too.
I know. Well, hey, why won't you just again? This is one of those questions. Guess what I have in common with those Victoria's Secret mob?
Well, I want to hear this.
What'd you say?
No, we're all hungry.
Good answer.
Now, we got an IRS letter last week.
You did?
Told us we owed $800 more.
I got that telephone call, but
so Homer, well, that's a scam. If they call you, that's a scam. I figured that one out. We got a letter.
I gave them your number.
Oh yeah, that's why we got that then.
That's right.
But anyway, Homer made a little note on the bottom and he said, if you will notice in my return, I sent a paperclip. And if y'all are spending money the way I think y'all are, then that should make up the difference. We haven't heard from him. Homer's brother was over the house the other night. Clyde said, I don't trust the government. He said, you know, that Miss Universe pageant's just all, it's all fake. It's not real. I said, what do you mean it's not real? He said, all them winners are from Earth. I said, you know, you're the reason that this country has to have directions on shampoo bottles. He's as useless as a G in lasagna.
So what?
The
G, oh, a G in lasagna.
I got one.
That's one Luann won't have to explain to me.
He's taking his medicine. I didn't tell you, but I was in here the other day, and the priest was in here from the Catholic Church down the street. And we were sitting there talking, and he said that he had was in the church that day, that afternoon, and this guy came in and was just staggering from pew to pew and was having a horrible time. And he said he finally wound up over in the confessional, and he said, I felt so bad for him. He said, I went over into my part and asked him if, said, can I help you, son? And he said, well, I don't know. You got any paper on your side?
I like that.
More confused than the turtle on the center stripe. I'm going to go put the guy. Did I see Rory here?
Rory?
Did I see Rory and Indy?
He had to go put Indy in bed, I'll bet.
Yeah, she was already asleep.
Yeah, Rory Peake was here.
Well, we didn't even get to say hi. Hey, Rory. Indy. Heidi. Hoping.
Heidi, Heidi, Heidi. Or that's how they named them.
I don't think
Heidi, so. Heidi, Heidi, Hopi.
I don't
Never mind. So. Okay.
I'm going to put sign up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's going to have God didn't add another day to your life because you needed it. He added another day to your life because somebody else out there needs you.
Yep, somebody else out there needs you. And one last funny here. I think we're out of time. I'm going to have to take and put that on our Facebook page, and you're going to have to check it out. Yeah, you're going to have to check it out on our Facebook page. So, guys, that's all I've got tonight. We did have a little bit of country laughing, a little humor, and we'll get some more going. But anyhow, you guys have a good week. We will see you with Money and Change this Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to check it out. Check out the rest of the shows that we've got. Check out our archives, okay? And donate. Keep us on the air, okay? With that, have a good week, and we'll see you Sunday.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.